USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the fog of war makes it difficult with absolute certainty all the events taking place in Ukraine, video footage over the past few weeks have shown war crimes being committed by Russian forces. Now the U.S. Embassy in Kyiv is reporting 10 people were killed by Russian fire Wednesday as they waited in line for bread in the northern Ukrainian city of Cherniv. Russia says it has ordered the $117 million interest payment it owes Wednesday to be sent to investors. But there's still a problem. The funds the country used to make the debt payments came from Russia's foreign frozen assets. So it remains unclear whether investors will actually receive their money. Missouri health officials are reporting the sixth case of bird flu found in the state this spring is the first case in St. Louis County. Authorities say a presumptive positive case of highly pathogenic avian influenza was discovered in a wild bird. USA Radio News.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.